Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh, hey, bloody welcome back to Backchat Studios, powered by Paywise for season 2024. Fellas, how are we?
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Footy's back, really boys. Footy is back. I'm excited. Welcome to live on YouTube. If you're tuning in there, if you're listening or watching as a podcast, congratulations to you. Are we excited? I'm genuinely excited. I had a great weekend. Footy all weekend.
Yep.
Couldn't have stopped watching.
You're so tanned.
You are very tan, yeah.
You're so brown.
I did the Port of Pub. I swam to Rottnest.
Oh, yeah, how'd you go? What, were you floating above the water?
Swam to Rottnest. With five other people.
Yeah.
There's people coming in from solos. Like some people do this marathon thing where, so everyone starts from Port Beach, swim to Rotto. So solo, they just go straight up. I think it's 19.8 Ks.
It's a long way to swim.
Some of them go, you know what? Might swim to Rotto, might swim to Cotterslow and back before I start. So they go Port to Cotterslow and then back to Port and then they go. They swim 25.
Well, that's dumb. But good on them. It's an incredible effort. There's people. A funny joke. I've been over there a couple of times. It's not really funny when you're not pissed, but when you're pissed at the Rotto Pub, it's quite funny. But like, there's a guy who has Eli Bird. His name is. I think it's like 7 hours and 11 minutes. Has the record for the fastest time to swim butterfly solo to Rottnest. Anyway, so whenever I've been there a few times, and after you've had a few beers, you walk up to the pub like this. Hey mate, can I just get a pint? Hey, look at you. What's going on here, mate? Just do butterfly over here and just pour in like this. Just walk around like this. Or birdie. 15 blokes just walking around with their arms up.
Someone on our boat said the year before, while everyone was doing the Port to Pub, someone broke a record similar to your world record.
Congratulations. Thanks.
Thank you. The solo game. Yep. Someone swam underwater the entire way. So they had a big oxygen tank.
Yeah.
And did the dolphin kick the whole way to Rottnest.
Jeez.
It was like going underneath swimmers and stuff.
That's just cheating.
It's a mighty fine effort.
So it was West Coast v Freo and we won. First time in 6 years.
Wow.
First time
you've done it?
First time I've done it. So one from
there
one.
There you go.
That's a really good effort.
Was anyone out there doing backstroke?
No backstrokers. There's some people doing nudie legs. People would just, I think it's a thing. It's a bit more casual, the Port to Pub. People would just.
Just get in there nude.
Yeah, naked. Do you do 3 minute legs or just naked?
How do you know when to come in your leg?
You cock, you feel it in your throat.
It just gets yanks on it.
No. Someone dives in the water in front of you and you tag them.
Oh, right.
Hopefully you wouldn't be in before Scully because you just get the bang on the back of the head from the dredger before the nudie leg. Scully just digging up gauge roads. It's now 4 kilometres.
Where's all the water gone? People just walking across.
Scully's part of the seas. No, he's just gone bang and splashed out.
No, like you have your eyes open. You just see someone jump in the water in front of you. Tag him.
Go ahead. Yeah, but just a backstroke. It's the worst stroke ever. Like what does it do?
Shocking.
What can I get with the exception of like the Olympic swimming race?
Yes.
what benefit does backstroke have anywhere ever in the world?
Ronan, can you have a little look for us who invented backstroke, please? Can we get the inventor
of backstroke? Yeah, who invented backstroke and what is it for?
Now, big show coming up, fellas. We're going to get through our Backchat Backman of the Year. Thanks to Tab Touch. Some big stuff Back to Backman, of course, with Tab Touch. Talking Backman, we will be joined by one of the greats. This will excite you, Hammer. Now, you missed out on this interview. We did a little couple of hours ago.
Disappointing.
I've been tempting people with, oh, who could it be? I'm just going to tell you, right? Connor Iden from the GWS Giants.
Yeah. Oh, legend.
He's an absolute legend.
Former housemate of Jack Buckley.
Yes, he is a former housemate of Jack Buckley. Wow.
From
great ilk, obviously.
Geelong Falcons Footy Factory.
Yes, the factory.
Yes. Born in England, moved to Australia, figured out what footy was, and he's become one of the greatest contested one-on-one defensive players in the AFL.
Yep.
Didn't lose a single contest on the weekend.
Well, it's not a surprise. No surprise whatsoever. So he'll be joining us, going to get through a bunch of the footy moments as well. And if I can start off the top. Oh, no, I'm not going to start off the top. Something big has happened, Hammer. And there's something bigger on the way. A little bit of merch stuff coming out of our Backchat Studios.
Nice.
Tasmanian team reveal.
Yes, I've been at work today. Reveal. I haven't seen that, but I've got my herb and garlic Tasmanian salmon, 270 grams, serves two, ready to cook.
That's one of three.
That's one of three that we've got here.
What have you got here?
This is just stickers. You stick these on your seafood, so KB Seafood.
You can chuck them on the car, the Tasmanian salmons, obviously.
It's like I imagine that the Tassie Salmons Footy Club will send these out as sort of membership stickers.
Got to break it to you, mate. The Salmons hasn't got over the line. Oh, it's the Mountaineers.
Let's go.
It is the Tasmanian Devils.
Of course it is.
It got up. Great. It got over the line. That is the actual logo.
That's not a devil.
So what is going on here? People are watching along on YouTube. We've got do you think that's the map of Tasmania somehow? Like, have they disguised it somehow? Like, why is its mouth open so much?
That's the Charlotte Bobcats. That's what
that is. It looks Charlotte Bobcats-y.
That's really? The Charlotte Bobcats.
Is it similar?
Rest
it
looks in peace almost Charlotte
identical.
Bobcats.
Rest in peace, Charlotte Bobcats. I thought the Tasmanian Devil looked more like a wombat with fierce teeth. Didn't have all the flowing hair
quite
on
fluffy,
it.
Fluffy, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it honestly looks like the Charlotte Bobcats.
So we had the name revealed, Tasmania Devils.
Yep.
I assume they'll be referred to as the Tassie Devils. No one's going to be rolling out Tasmanian Devils.
I wouldn't have thought.
We're going to say the Greater Western Sydney Giants. Some people do.
Yeah, but it's not even Tasmanian. It's Tasmania.
Tasmania Devils.
The Tasmania Devils.
Have they stuffed that up?
Maybe.
No. I think because of...
Their team's going to be called Tasmania.
Yeah, true.
Not Tasmanian.
Right, which is also strange that the state is the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone else like that?
Yep. Yeah. West Coast, West Australia.
Not really.
There's no New South Wales. No.
That doesn't work like that, does it?
The fact that it's not the Salmons, I just hate it.
So the team name out, Tasmania Devils. The logo. So there's the Bobcat.
It's the Bobcat.
It may well be the Bobcat.
The Bobcat with fluffy hair.
And he's green. So talking about green, they've revealed the colours, Hammer. I want you to tell me what these colours mean. Right, you can see what colours it is, right?
Yep, my thought was it was just going to be the state jumper from Tassie.
Right, so you can see the colours in the logo, right?
Yeah, which is exactly the state jumper colours.
Well, so what would you call those colours? Like
green, yellow, and red.
Correct. Mm,
which nailed it.
You've nailed it.
Well done, Hammer.
Thanks, guys.
Marketing genius.
The colour scheme for that, well, you're wrong. I'll tell you, they've revealed the colours. It's not green, yellow, and red.
Okay.
It is myrtle, rose, and primrose.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Round of applause for the colours, though.
No, it's not.
Really, really
round
good.
Round of applause to the colours. So, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Can you
fucking hell?
Can you tell me what they are? What's myrtle?
Myrtle would be the green, I imagine.
What's rose?
Rose would have to be the red.
And primrose.
Primrose would, I imagine, be.
Are they
the
just
yellow.
Fucking with us with the primrose?
No, that could. That's. I imagine those would be the colours.
Mm.
But that's also not true.
Yes.
It's just bullshit. I mean, like when you look at it, you go to a set of lights. The middle light is amber. No, it's not. I mean, yes, it technically is, but it's just a fucking orange light.
Yes.
You stop. When it's slow, you slow down, then you stop. Primrose, myrtle, and fuck off.
Cricket Shot 6 on YouTube says, looks like the Tassie Devil has a mullet.
Yes.
Which might, mullets are a big deal in Tassie. Is that a thing?
Yes,
maybe?
Yes. And family's very close down there. We know that for
sure. And they climb mountains.
Yes, correct.
And they eat salmon.
Someone also says it looks like he's on the back of the ute.
Now, don't know what that means. No, boys, don't know if you knew, but made my Fox Footy debut.
Round of applause.
I saw you there yesterday. Yeah, well done.
Thank you very much. We ran into each other in the stairwell.
Yes, you were very excited. You didn't say anything. You just said, oh my God, Hammer, oh my God, and then ran away.
So
with a stiffy.
So I've got in the notes here, let everyone at Backchat know, one of the great moments of podcasting history.
Mm. Ever.
So we've had some big moments, right? Interviewed some great players. And we've probably had a few mentions on national TV. Yep. Certainly a big blow up around Justin Langer in the interview we did there. That, big moments.
Yeah, Paywise got on Channel 7 at some point.
Correct.
A couple of weeks ago. Shout out
Ruben Jimby was on the show once.
That was a big moment. Mm-hmm. We wrote a song about him.
He's the best player ever.
Look, we could go on about highlights forever, but I think this may top it.
Okay.
Wow.
So Fox Footy, I'll give you some insights about
Thanks, Basil.
So basically you do a practice run of the first segment. So one, the tech side can get all their videos playing correctly and we can get a bit of a run at what it looks like. So you run it for about three or four minutes. And it's usually about a couple of minutes before you go on air. So we go through that. And then you sort of got to stay in spot because they've framed you up. And you just stand there, but you're doing nothing.
Yep.
But I'm sort of facing the crowd, and Matt Pavlich and Kath Lachlan are right there. So I'm sort of facing them in the crowd, not the feels over my left shoulder. Pav starts giving me the eyes, like, you know, doing these ones. I'm like, what, bros? And he's like flicking his head and throwing his chin, and he's telling me to turn around without saying anything.
Right. Wonder why he wouldn't have just said something.
I don't know either. But I think he might have been as rattled as I was, because I turn around and I have just a Adonis man-like, and he was a man and real man, figure in the captain of the Brisbane Lions.
Harris Andrews. Our Backchat player of the year
Backchat
for the Brisbane Lions.
Sponsored player. Harris Andrews. You know when you do a warm-up on the field at AFL level? And then
did it once.
You've seen it though.
Yeah, I'm saying it.
They all do it, and then they get together and boys, bunch it up. Yeah. It happened at Waffle level. Yeah. Bunch it up, boys, back in, you're gonna go put the jumpers on, right?
Yeah.
Captain leads it off.
Of course.
He has stopped that. I'm not joking or exaggerating. He has stopped the team near the race. Boys, hang here for a second. He is separated from the group.
Oh boy.
Run over by himself.
This is a 20-30 meter jog.
It's a long way. Yeah. They've stopped. All of the Brisbane players are now watching, like, what's this guy doing? He runs over. I've never seen him. And he gets to literally 20 centimetres from me. And so I don't know he's there. And then Pav starts doing these ones, right? They're throwing his head back. I turn around. I'm pretty much
kissing Harris Andrews.
Like, we are close. And I'm rattled at this stage.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Big hand comes out. But he's a big man.
It's a massive hand. Giant. Yeah.
He's taller than me.
Yep. He's a big dude.
Grasp my hand. Mm-hmm. I'm just putting you in, trying to get you in the moment.
I can feel
it's
it.
There.
Mate, just wanted to come over and tell you, I'm a massive fan of Backchat.
Yeah.
Like, holy.
Yeah. Let's go, Harris.
I'd love to tell you that I just, you know, morphed into this super sound and just came into the great. I was speechless, mate. Yeah. Completely rattled. Yes. Can't even remember what I said.
Incredible.
Like, just completely butchered my response to him.
Thanks, Andy.
Like,
oh, shit.
And he turned around and ran away, and I'm still trying to run. Like, anyway, great to see you, mate. All the best for the weekend.
Harry, I love you.
I just wanted to share that with everybody.
That's massive.
Yeah, that's great.
So clearly he's gone to the very fucking top of the Backchat sponsored players in terms of priorities and how we support him.
Respect. Obviously, he didn't take the game too seriously.
Yeah, correct. He did. It was dominant.
Very, very good.
Of course he was. So was Alex Pierce, our other Backchat sponsored player.
That was good.
But I just wanted to share that.
Is Harris in the YouTube chat right now? Harris, if you're there.
Yeah, Harris, if you're there.
Just give us a W in the chat.
Give us a comment. If you're Harris Andrews, maybe chuck something in the comments and pretend you are, maybe, if you want to do that.
Hey, guys, Jake Waterman here.
Jake Waterman, are you there too?
Hey, guys, Harris Andrews here.
Melbourne Cheer Squad. I tell you what, the salutes keep coming for your brother, Angus. We had Maxi Gorn pulverising his helmet on the wall on the way out up to a loss in round zero.
Yep.
And in round one, the entire cheer squad dressed up as Angus Brayshaw. That's good stuff.
Yeah, this was good gas.
Have a look at this if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, all the supporters in the cheer squad had the Gus helmets on.
Geez, that's good.
Really good. I was sitting watching it with my housemate, and he said, that's pretty cool. Do you reckon he'll be watching? And I said, no way.
Yes.
Like, he wouldn't watch. I don't think he's going to watch a game all year. He'll be as far away from the footy club as he possibly can be. And it turns out he was at the game. Not only was he at the game, but he was on the bench. As like a
doing what?
An on-field, like, sort of coaching sort of situation. Like a
Coach.
Like a coach, essentially.
Like the bench, so he was speaking between the coach and the players? Like he was taking messages?
I don't know if he was taking messages.
Hey, Scotty Simo wants to speak to you. Like, oh, you weak dog, get off the field.
I don't know if he was trying to – I don't know if he was communicating between coaches or players. I don't know if he was just there to try and
– bit of oversight.
A bit of oversight, a bit of help with the coaching. He hated it.
Did he?
Hated every second of it.
Is that right?
Because he was at training as well. They made a big deal of that. Yeah, of him being at training.
It's a hard thing to do.
Shithouse not fatal, though.
Yeah, it's shithouse not fatal.
He's still around.
Yeah, he's still around. Yeah,
still here.
But he's also sitting there watching, being like, "This, I just want to be playing and I can't." So he's ticked it off. He's done it. I don't think he'll be back.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't do that again.
Now, that was very nice of the cheer squad. Yeah, now, can we just head over to the production table? We've got a little extra hands over there. Ronan's over there with Nicholas. Hello, Nick.
Hey, boys. Fancy seeing you here.
They let anyone in here, do they?
So I got updates on who invented backstroke.
Oh, that's right. Good. I'm interested.
So I'm sure everyone's been waiting. There's a guy called Harry Hebner, a great man in 1900.
Harry Hebner.
Yeah, but also this is a fun fact I found on the weekend. Do you know the man who invented Pilates? His name?
Joe Pilates.
Mm.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Did you just find that out?
When I found that out yesterday. Joe Pilates.
Joe Pilates. JP. Yeah. What's the
Mrs. Owns a Pilates studio Equilibre in Lathlane.
So. You guys talk about Joe a lot.
I've already forgotten his name.
Harry Hebner.
Hugh Hebner's brother.
Does it say anything about why?
It was the second stroke to be swum in competitions after the front crawl.
What's the front crawl?
The way that it goes, they literally just wanted to copy.
Yeah, they wanted to copy overarm techniques on their backs.
So they're just fucking around. It just seems a bit silly, doesn't it?
You guys seen this before? Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, holy
what is this guy doing?
Harry Hebner on the back after. Just,
wow. It's like very the first guy to do a handstand. Like, okay, mate. You're doing a much more inefficient way of
moving. Look at this bloke. He's on his back. Bloody amazing.
He could breathe and swim at the same time.
That's probably one thing that you can do, yeah.
We do know if it's not put in the run sheet, I forget to say it. And I forgot a very important part after the Freo-Brisbane chat we just had. Big, big, big stuff coming out of Backchat Studios. You've seen Flag Mantle. You can see it behind me.
It's there.
Look, we wanted to just bring it down a little bit. Freo fans, we know and love. There's some in this room. They get a bit antsy about the going lid. Too hard on the premiership. Yeah,
the lid go being off too early.
Lid's off. Yeah, well, already, flags won. That's where we are right now, so we know. Oh, yeah. Flag medal's back.
Don't worry.
Flag medal's back. Made. But we just wanted to temper expectations a little bit, and we've done that.
Mm.
We're releasing finals mantle. We're releasing some team merch, Hammer. And do we have the video to play? I don't think we do. Do we have to look at it? Oh, boy.
It's Worfy time.
Oh, my goodness.
Love that.
It's Worfy time. As coined by Matt Pavlich, one of probably the greatest Freo Docker of all time.
Yeah.
Brought all the boys in. How are we going to pull ourselves up by our bootstrapped boys? We're going to dig our heels in. We're going to show us the Freo way.
Put our capes on.
It's Worfy time. So, Freo fans, I reckon get right around it. It's a step back from Flag Mantle. You don't want to be involved in that Flag Mantle noise.
No. I'll tell you what I would like, just even thinking about Fremantle merch at the moment and just brainstorming, and I'm just going to let my mind roll.
This is where our best comes from.
Obviously, like Fremantle supporters, they want to dive straight in. They want to go for it. But like, I think you can tier this merch like you tier out the cage. I think you can have Flag Mantle. I think you can have Four Mantle, top four.
Yep.
And I think you can have Finals Mantle.
Really?
I think you can have three different tiers just to show your level of where you think they're at.
The mantle.
Yeah. Yes.
We're going to stack these up on the mantle.
Stack these up on the mantle. You can have Finals Mantle, Four Mantle, Flag Mantle.
I really like it.
I just really think it's like a really good way.
Can we get someone to design those up, please?
Let's also go Spoon Mantle as well.
Yes. Well,
just in case things aren't going well and they want the number one pick.
Spoon Mantle.
Such a West Coast fan. You're just a motherfucker.
Spoongles.
Like, yeah, but Freo shit. So they're eventually going to be bad.
They're going to win the premiership this year.
Yeah. Flag Mantle.
Yeah.
So if you want to get a part of this, it's Worfy time, ladies and gentlemen. Backchatstudios.com.au.
So good.
Jump on there, order some merch. We'll get that out to you.
Mother's
ASAP.
Day is just around the corner.
Absolutely.
It is. And it's if your mum wouldn't want a Worfy
Absolutely.
Time shirt.
When we bought out the first lot of merch, which was Kings of Big Game and yep. Flag Mantle, it was big.
Massive.
So now we've gone, it's Worfy time and up the bloody coasters.
Yeah.
Scott Lysett pointing on the grass.
Get a dog up here, you dogs, as he likes to add on to the end.
So, look, as we said last time, it's Worfy time. it may or may not be for Freo supporters. You know, like it may, you know, the flag mantle stuff, that's for Freo people. Yeah. It's Wharfie time. If you like your time on the docks,
yeah.
You're a hardworking Wharfie.
You're absolutely a longshoreman. Get yourself a Wharfie time
and
shirt.
And up the coasters.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Respect for the wood.
Respect wood. Yep. You've got to respect wood.
Coasters, beer coaster lovers, guys that like drinking beer, watching footy.
Going for a run down the coast.
Wearing the famous ochre. I mean, it's special for me, but it may or may not be anything to do with West Coast of Freo. I would like to make that point.
Yeah, so back it may to or may not be, and I got to go.
Are you out of there?
Yeah, I got to go to training.
Can we play you one thing before you leave?
Of course you can.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't realize you had to leave so early, but you did tell me that. So
it's also 7 minutes over the time that I needed to leave, but that's okay.
Okay, one more minute.
That's right.
You're the captain.
I can have two more minutes.
This came through. We said we'd only do Fines Friday.
Yep.
I don't. No, we can make this wait. In fact, there's a request here that needs to be actioned before we get to Friday.
Okay, so it can't be made to wait.
If people want to know what sort of standard fines need to be at, this is it. Yeah, this is the best fine that's been sent into the podcast.
Sure.
And it requires some actionables, and I'd like you to hear it. Can we play this, please, boys?
Hey, lads. Shit here. Shit and Dax. $2 fine goes to myself. I am a backman who hasn't kicked a goal in a game in over 5 years of football, so I guess that makes me a true backman.
Well done.
And I've managed to con my way into this Thursday night, St Kilda Collingwood, MCG, 60, 70,000 people, they reckon, at three-quarter time. I'm having a set shot to try and win $1,000.
Wow.
Am I nervous? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Am I going to absolutely moose the nari? More than likely. I just want to have any sort of tips you've got in terms of just thriving under the pressure in a big game environment, mm-hmm. as I'm going to be under.
Yep.
I don't want tips for kicking goals because I know it's not that hard. Just kick the ball between the big six. Shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah.
Also, if you want me to say anything on the big screen in front of 70,000 people, I'm happy to try and put a few words in.
Wow.
If you get back to this one on tonight's episode, that'd be great. And I'll give you an update next week. Cheers, lads. And congrats, Hammer, on the record. I tried to have a go myself and I was shit house. But hopefully Thursday night goes better. Cheers.
I mean,
wow.
You had to hear it. You
had to hear that. Love it. Actionable items.
Shit myself? Is that shit myself or shit
Dax? Yeah, shit me Dax.
Look, few things here. So, exciting.
Obviously very exciting.
We're express posting Backchat merch to you as we speak.
Yep.
Right? So we're getting him in Backchat gear.
Yeah, would love it.
What do we want him to say?
A few things. Obviously, if he misses it, I'd love him to say.
Moosing the Nari would be nice.
Yeah, I'd love him to like kick the goal and say, geez, I moosed that. Or something along those lines.
He's moosed it. In the third person.
He's absolutely moosed
the Nari.
If he misses and he gets if they say, oh, unlucky, mate, I'd love him to say, that's right, shit house not fatal.
I'd love him to
slide that one through.
And backs win premierships, I think. A bit of a shout out to Backchat. Backchat, backs win premierships.
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Yeah. And what's the game? It's St Kilda
Collingwood. Big crowd.
Yeah.
The MCG. Collingwood don't play anywhere else at the MCG. Is it MCG?
67,000.
I'd love him to somehow say, I love Jack Buckley.
All right. Talking about yourself in the third person, he's absolutely moose than Nari.
Yep.
Something about Jack Buckley. You can do what you like there.
Yeah.
All right. I love Jack Buckley.
Yeah.
I love Jack Buckley.
Just a shout out. Yeah.
Shout out Jack Buckley.
Shout out Jack Buckley. And
if you miss it, I'd love him to get in there. Shithouse not fatal.
Shithouse not fatal.
Very good.
Very good.
Happy with that?
Very happy with that. Thank you, shit me Dax. See ya.
Very, very good.
Go win premiership, mate.
I enjoyed that a lot.
And a standover too.
Yeah, second standover would be beautiful. Hamish Brayshaw out the door. Thank you very much. Make sure you go and get your merch.
Backchatstudios.com.au.
I said that.
There's a bunch of people. Yeah, there's a bunch of people on the chat right now on YouTube. Literally, you could do that. Open a new tab, backchatstudios.com.au.
Can we put that on our description somewhere? Can we slip that in there so people can click through to their merch?
Sure. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's a great idea.
If only we could communicate with the people in our chat. Backchatstudios.com.au. Get in there, buy the merch. What do you got the video of? The video, the audio is playing from over there.
There we go. Well, it's a nice little teaser for
you. Yeah, thank you very much. You got to watch that if you're watching, but you didn't hear it because there's no video coming through. Now, let's keep moving, shall we?
Screaming out on the hill.
Up the bloody coasters, you dog. Get up, dog, up ya.
Just put your Superman capes on. It's Wharfie time.
It's Wharfie time.
Which I think's become this thing, right?
It has Pav. It's not, going on a t-shirt.
Neither Scott Lawson or Matt Pavlich were endorsed or were paid for them using within this video. In terms and conditions apply. This is endorsed by the Labor Party, Port Cameron Limited.
Cricket Shot 6 on YouTube says Sunshine Coasters also for Queenslanders.
Absolutely.
So if you're in Queensland, that's a shirt for you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You see the vibe. Who wrote that?
Cricket Shots 6.
So Cricket Shot 6 gets the vibe we're going for here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did we get into a bit of trouble last time around? Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't. Well, I can't remember. Are we trying to avoid that trouble this time around? Maybe we are. Yeah, Sunshine Coasters. Very good. Like it a lot. Hey, they're coasting along your car. Up the coasters. Yeah. I'm a coaster.
Right? You are a coaster. I love the coast. You're so brown.
Chuck your cruise control on. Coasting away. Down the Mitchell Freeway.
Yeah.
Up the Kwinana. Whatever you like.
Up the Kwinana
from Mandra. Come past. It's wharfie time. Drive past the docks. Don't worry about the docks. Nothing to do with the dockers.
Who?
The docks.
The what?
The wharfies.
The wharfies. That's right. Just Cause on YouTube also has their avatar is a lettuce, which is great.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Nice backdrop, Nick. There you go. Bit of love for Nick's backdrop with all the jerseys there.
Can we have a little look at Nick's backdrop by any chance? Thank you. That's me. Thank you very much. Nick's backdrop would be nice. That's still not me.
That's
yeah, you got the buttons over there. There you go, buddy. You're right over the back. Look at this. And he no longer looks like an angel.
Yeah.
Like he'd been like morphed into the world. Look at it. Do you like being on camera, Nick?
I love it.
Yeah, he does.
I genuinely do.
You do. More. Who have we got behind it? Sydney, the Dockers, we've got Richmond, we've got Carlton.
I think it's is that a Saints one?
There's someone deep behind.
Yeah, Saints.
You. Saints and Richmond. Very good. Thank you, Nick. now, James Sicily. He's in a bit of trouble, the big fella. I want to watch what's happened to James Sicily. This is in this weekend's game, Hawthorn v. And a little bit of emotions running hot early in the game. Been there, done that. Let's just have a look at what happened at the start of this one.
Yeah, good, mate. You can take your opportunities, like you said.
There's
a ball. Here we go. 84, 85.
Love the camera angle.
So Brownie's into it. Essendon kicked a goal, 18:34.
Oh, this is early in the game.
Yeah,
only
one
a minute's gone in.
1 minute in. Free kick given. Captain Sicily.
Big grin.
I think they give us a little replay. They may not. They may not. It's completely fine. Yeah,
he's given away. I thought this was like a quarter time thing.
Yeah, here we go. So, boys have come at him. Why is there so many Essendon players around him? He's absolutely shit picks Andy McGrath.
McGrath didn't even do anything. He was just there.
Yeah, he just picked him.
Sicily was just the first one he looked at.
Absolutely.
Like you when you kicked the goal at
my teammate. Yeah. I just started grabbing him by the bed. Better punch on him. Mate, that's what happens. You get into it and it's on. Right, so that's happened. He's been given a week. Hawthorn are challenging it.
Do you reckon that deserves a week?
Well, no, we didn't really get to say it, but he throws him down, and then on the way down, he kind of like throws a leg out.
Yeah. Sweep the leg.
You know, correct. Does he kick him? Maybe.
I think he was trying to catch him.
Mark Robinson was going off his head just before we went on it. He was on Foxwoodie going bananas.
When Robbo gets fired up, you can just tell there's so many words running through his brain. He doesn't know which one to say.
He was going nuts. And I don't take that same view of this one. He threw him to the ground and threw a leg in there. But he's got 10 blokes on him.
Yeah.
just thinking about I know he's not out in the street.
No.
But if you are in the street and 10 blokes come up to you, are you going to just cop it?
No.
And a little bit of fight or flight kicks in those circumstances. You're not just going to stand there, and he's got on attack mode as well. He just picked one up and threw it to the ground.
And went with the sweep of the leg as well, which is impressive.
Correct. Now, it says Zach Merritt here. Not sure why. I think Andy McGrath, who the man who got thrown to the ground, he was on radio this morning, and the boys over at SCN asked him what he had to think about it. Let's have a listen.
It was pretty innocuous. I think a few of us got into him a little bit after Guelph kicked the first goal on him, and it was just one of those heat of the moment things. I didn't even really realise that he put his foot into the back of me, which sort of suggests how severe the kick was. Not very at all, but I guess they're stamping that out of the game, and we'll see where that lands.
Right. So he's sort of thinking like, not that bad. So would the tribunal take that into account at all?
That interview, no, but like they could easily call Andy McGrath. You have as the challenging side, you can call the opposing player or not.
Right.
So Clayton Oliver, feathering, we didn't call him because he felt like, you know, under the pump, he may have gone harder at me. You know, not dobbed me in, but, you know, just said some stuff that maybe there was no advantage for us to call him in. Whereas you've heard what Andy McGrath had to say about it.
But do you think, like, do Essendon go and go, don't, you shouldn't be saying that? Like, we want, do they want Cicely suspended?
No, absolutely not. No one wants anyone suspended.
Right.
You can just, no one in the AFL would be like, oh, it'd be great to get that bloke suspended. No, it wouldn't happen. Some blokes, clearly, Andy McGrath, like him, Backman, right? And Nick Martin's on a watch and act at the moment, right? If we're using bushfire terms here.
He's one step away from evacuation.
It's not, you know, pack your stuff up and get out of the house just yet. No. But Nick Martin's having shots at goal. He had 25 touches on the weekend. So a Backchat sponsored player on notice. Andy McGrath spends a bit of time in the back line. And I like coming out and defending opposition players.
Yeah.
The game's done, right? Yep. There's no benefit in Andy McGrath going, yep, kick me, give him weeks.
Yeah.
I like it.
They won the game.
Let's be honest, though, that wasn't a real fight. And Essendon and Hawthorn hate each other.
They do.
And it just made me think of all the great fights they've had. Let's watch a package of massive brawls from Hawthorn and Essendon, because there's been plenty. Let's have a look. Can we have a look? Chance for McBain. This one was massive. This is Lloyd on Sewell.
Oh, he's out.
That's the start of the third quarter. And
yeah, it's on.
Hodges in there, punching him in the head. Brad Sewell's absolutely done. Dustin Fletcher's in there, a former guest of Backchat.
Two fights going on at once.
And they're proper fights, right? McPhee's punching people.
There's a third one that's broken out.
This is one of the big... We don't want to see this ever. And this was clumsy at best.
And he tries to catch him.
It was a big one. And Hawthorn come from everywhere for this one. So that was the first centre-bounce of the third quarter. So something's been said all the time. Campbell Brown... going to be on back chat this year. We'll just take that from anyone.
Who's he pointing at?
He's pointing at Matthew Lloyd, who was on the bench. This is the famous line in the sand game.
Oh, yes.
Vandenberg's killing people. Richie Vandenberg, this one was unhinged, punching people in the face. Look at this, bang. Absolutely. On Chance Bateman, former coach of mine, Luke Hodges pulling people apart. Bit soft, Hodgie, get in there. Jason Johnson's pulling the bell. Dustin Fletcher in again. He's been ravaged out of there like a toothpick. See you later.
Justin Murphy in there.
Justin Murphy. Who else have we got in there? Simon Beaumont was big in this one, I believe. Peter Everett. Spider Everett is in there. Here's Simon Beaumont. And Jack Cupido? No. Little right cross. Sean Wellman's running around in there. And this is Dermot Brereton.
Pushed past a couple of blokes and I saw Sheedy go past and I knew it was halfway once you see the coach go past. And then we get to the other side and there was, you know, Duckworth. Wallace and those types of blokes. And I really started thinking, ooh, I could be in a bit of trouble here because I'd slowed down with momentum.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
He's such if a scumbag.
If you're just listening along to that, right? So Dermy Brereton at quarter time just runs through the Essendon huddle.
The huddle,
right? Just goes straight through and by himself, which is pretty loose operation. What we just watched there, if you watch it on YouTube, you would have seen it. But it was like the ghost of Dermot Brereton talking us through. It was sort of like the picture-in-picture that we see in Fox Footy now, but they'd like blurred out the edges. Yeah. Just like appeared talking us through him running through the huddle. So, funnily enough, Essendon had their 40-year reunion of, like, and I'm going to say 84. Thank you very much. Yeah. Nick Westall, everybody.
Look at that.
84 grand final. They did a lap of honour. Can I just butt in here and say I just did a thing with Adam Simpson, and then there's going to be a lapse of honours this weekend at the footy, West Coast.
You must be getting yours,
Luke Shuey, Nick Nanonui, Shannon Hearn.
Great.
And I dead set asked him on the thing. I said, "Are we? Am I getting one?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Well, you didn't get one." So, mate, me, Jets, Masto, none of us got any.
Premiership
players. And then he goes, "Oh, I suppose, what do you have to do to get a lap of honour?" This is live. This is being recorded.
Great.
So maybe a premiership. Yes. Did you enjoy that one, mate? Anyway, this isn't about me. Most of the time it is, but this isn't. So off the back of Derm talking us through that, Billy Duckworth, who we mentioned in that video, was doing the lap of honour, and Derm Raritan working for Fox Footy. This is this weekend.
Great.
So they're interviewing players in the cars. Let's listen to Derm and Billy Duckworth go at it right now. We got this one lined up.
Have a bit of fun and reminisce, and it's great to see you too, mate. It's very good.
Absolutely. Why didn't you punch me in the head when I ran through your huddle?
I didn't see you coming. I wish I had. If I would have knocked the shit out of you.
That's so good. So Duckworth is sitting in the back of a car, slowly driving around the edge of the MCG, and Dermy's walking up pace.
Oh,
that's very good.
It was like what's going? Like, it's great. I would have punched the shit out of you, mate. Like, see you later. That's Derm pissing himself laughing. That's brilliant TV. Yeah, that's I love that. Now,
I'm sure Duckworth had no clue that interview was going live on TV.
Correct. So we spoke about this. It's Wharfie time. It's also up the coasters time. Make sure you get your merch. Backchatstudios.com.au. West Coast. Run me through the game. I didn't see a lot of this one. We just give it a little synopsis because Fremantle were very good.
They were very good.
Very good. Are you happy about that?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Happy for Fremantle?
Absolutely. It's Wharfie time. Right on the bandwagon.
You actually couldn't have said that much better.
Yeah.
West Coast. West Coast. Upper coasters.
I'm a delusional West Coast fan because about halfway through. Coast. Yeah, no, nothing. There's no relevant. Oh, I've just joined the dots. Wow, that's crazy. Halfway through.
You could if you wanted to.
Halfway through the third quarter, I thought I started to actually feel annoyed that we were losing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because you thought you were a chance?
No, I don't know. I'm just a delusional. We played good in the first quarter and I was like, all right, here we go. This is better.
It looked good. I watched the first
second quarter trash. Just started to get pantsed. And then the third quarter, a little bit of fight back. And I was just genuinely disappointed that we lost.
But you're invested.
I'm invested, yeah. But like, I never thought we were going to win ever. There was some good stuff. There's some good things. Harley Reid was good.
Harley Reid.
Was very good. He was 8 touches in the first quarter, then went a bit quiet. But that's okay. He's 18. Tagging first game.
Did someone say somewhere that he was being tagged?
I think he also...
Willem Drew went to him at a contest and people said he was getting tagged. No. I don't think he was
getting tagged. He was sort of swapping in and out with Tim Kelly. So like in the first quarter, he started in the middle.
The boy,
he did one very good thing.
Good.
Went into a hard contest, grabbed the ball. Someone tried to tackle him. They couldn't. He's too strong.
He's a man now.
Hand passed it out, and that started the line of handballs to our first goal. That was elite. So, you know what? Look, I didn't think we were going to win. I just – it's tough to think like 50 points, like I'm happy with that as a loss. Are you? No. I'm not. No. I want – give me 20 points.
Like 16 goals, 24. Like you're lucky it wasn't
100. Oh my gosh. Port, and they missed so many.
You're
scissors.
Lucky it wasn't 100.
Yeah.
Would you have been happy with 100?
No. I said from the outset, I don't want any 100 point losses this season. Said that, Adam.
Well, I think we just keep it on the positives until we can no longer.
That's true.
So I wanted to show everyone a bit of a piece of play that I found quite positive. I'll give you a little. Remember we did the defensive breakdown last
week?
That
was awesome.
I'll give you another little one on the back of a West Coast play. Can we have a look at that, please, boys? Righto, this one here. Oh, my God. Kelly Williams. Can we mute this at all? There you go. McGovern with a big spoil. Doesn't let it get out the back.
No.
It's extremely important because they get an in-out in play. Tyler Brockman unselfishly to the skipper. Liam Duggan goes bang on his left foot. So the reason why this is a defensive breakdown, we call this one in-out in plays, right? When it comes out to this point, if Gov goes for the mark there, which he loves to do, and he used to get berated by the backline coaches because he'd make the wrong decision there, try to mark from behind. You either get a soft drop in front of the contest, you don't get it back inside your 50, or worse, it gets out the back, which is what Port Adelaide want, and then it's gone. That's where you see that transition footy, out the back, gone. See, there's no one behind him. Yep. If he lets it out the back, gone. Yep. So to keep that in front, you get it to Noah Long, who's clean. I can't say who kicked that in. Is that Hoffey? No, I don't even know. Don't know who the players are anymore. Tyler Brockman could have snapped this on his left as well, but he puts it to Liam Duggan, and boy, oh boy, that's a great knockdown. In. But it starts with a defensive spoil.
Absolutely. On Charlie Dixon, who marked everything.
He was very, very good. Vice maybe they should have played governor him the entire time. TB was on him for a bit, wasn't he? TB has notoriously struggled against Charlie Dixon.
He was working hard. It wasn't just like, oh, there's another mark. Dixon was
the ones I saw, there's not much more you can do as a backman.
No.
TB. Charlie Dixon was taking one-handers with TB so far up his behind. It was not funny.
Yeah. Friend of the family, Charlie Dixon.
So
absolute
TB.
Mountain of, the, of a
TB,
man.
TB, Charlie Dixon. A lot Two of friends and family out there.
Yeah. Yep.
So overall, not happy, not sad.
Not happy, not sad, but just disappointed. But Freo, happy about that. Happy for a lot.
So like that for the back chat breakdown. Were we happy with that?
Yeah, I mean,
I enjoyed that. That was really good.
Did you get a little bit of that?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll try and do them a little bit more. Now, Grime Myers, Lionel Messi, I should say. Yep. Delete the tweet. We understand this.
Yep.
This is the Jared Whaley.
I did not say that.
That is correct. You got a bit of Jared Whaley about you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You got a bit of Robbo about you as well.
Perfect. Oh, that's
good. I like that. Yeah, that's good. I got that.
No, I'm sure he's a lovely man.
I don't know say I'm Robbo.
Yeah, I know.
You're
just doing the bits.
Yeah. Say something really important, or at least make it sound like it
just
is.
Just use big words for no reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate having to do a bit.
The minutia. He always says the minutia.
Just
do a
bit. That's just the minutia of the Sicily kick.
Right. You like the Sicily kick?
Yeah. Oh.
No, okay. Tell me about how important it is to not have people kicking players.
You can't have people kicking people. What are we doing?
Robbo. You can't be kicking people.
Zoidberg.
We've completely lost the plot. Oh, wow, we played the DJ horn. Very good. Dry Myers, Lionel Messi. Get back to what I was talking about.
Good morning.
Extremely not grubby, but.
It's funny, though.
No, yeah. So grubby would be like king hitting someone. You know, grubby behavior is not
grubby
good.
Behavior is someone trying to tie up their shoelaces and pushing them down while they're doing it.
No, see, that's good. I like that. It. Well, no one's getting harmed by that. It's just annoying.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
You've given the same example. This isn't, no one's hurt.
No.
No one's offended. It's just pissing you off.
Yep.
And that's what Grind's done here. Let's have a look at this vision.
He seems to fight his man.
Royal Marshall lost his shoe. He's a ruckman, opposition. Just places it down behind him.
To that contest, just to stop the momentum of it going
forward. Yep. Oh, look how far it's gone. He's strutting that into the centre
square. He's going, what? What do I do?
What do you want me to do? And you can put your shoe on, okay? That's the umpire.
Go put your shoes on, mate. I can't remember.
Guy Myers is going, what? He's got three armbands on as well, so rest in peace, those three people. That's a lot of armbands.
I think I've raked from the club that are all passed.
Right. Blitz Savs. Wow.
Nick's.
Good thing I'm in commentary. Butchered it. It's Blitz. Blitz Savs.
Yeah.
He was not wearing any. Anyway, so the umpire stopped the game, let him put his shoe back on and then reset. Right. I don't think that's the rules. I think the rules are you can't throw people's shoes away.
I know. So there was one last year where TB, his shoe came off, and the forward that he was playing on, a small forward, I can't remember who it was, grabbed it and like threw it into out of the play in the boundary.
Yes.
And that was a 50. I think TB got a kick up the field for it.
Yeah. So.
But this one, I love how Grian could have just like thrown it out the way. He was like, he yeeted it. Like,
there was no need to touch it. What's he touching it for? Why are you touching it?
Ben Keys took Mason Cox's glasses at one point as
that's
well.
That's right. That's more probably, you know, you can't see without those.
True.
So it's probably
it's pretty bad.
But you can run without a boot on.
It's pretty grubby.
Oh, Charlie Cameron. Through
was it
TB's shoe?
He did too, and then and then TB was having a laugh with him on field.
Lindsay Thomas kicked a goal without a boot.
He did too. But it just fell off, and he kicked it. Didn't he?
And he kicked it.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Yeah. There was kids up in when I was on the road last week in Meriden. I was in Esperance, and about five of the Indigenous lads that came down and joined training. I trained down there with Bunga. Me and Bunga trained full training.
Great.
I was cooked. About five of the Indigenous lads, no shoes, and it was wet. No socks. And they still have better skills than that. Like, they're unbelievable. And I was talking to a few of them, they're like, bros, what's going on here? They're like, yeah, we just never had boots and just like playing with no boots. And I was like, mate, would it not help your grip? He's like, no, don't need grip. I'm quick as, bros. Don't worry about it. It was amazing. Good. All right. Talking about amazing.
Yes.
It is time now for us to speak to one of the great one-on-one defenders in the AFL. He's a pure genius, this man, and we're very lucky to be joined by GWS defender Connor Iden. We had this chat a little bit earlier on today. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're noticing a bit of a trend here on Back Chat. We speak to backmen pretty much exclusively, and this man, look, there's not many in the competition, Dan, that get me excited like this man does. Put a ball in a contested situation I can tell you one thing, it's not getting lost.
No, he ain't losing it.
Right? You're winning, you're halving.
Every time.
And there's a couple of other bonus factors here because Connor Iden from the GWS Giants joins us right now. He's a Geelong boy, sort of.
Yes.
Hello, mate. How are you?
How are we going, boys? Thanks for having me. Very excited to be part of it.
I tell you what, Backchat's been watching you very closely, watching the Giants very closely for a little bit now. You guys have started the season well. How's it feeling inside the four walls?
Yeah, yeah, feeling really, really good. Obviously, won the first two, which is always good. But, you know, last year, this time, we were sort of learning the system and we're playing some all right footy, but still losing. So, yeah, we're happy to just be racking up a couple of wins and, yeah, still taking a few learnings, but yeah, really positive to win the first two.
Now, we won't have enough time to get really in depth with this, but I find your introduction to footy pretty bloody interesting and lace it in with a bit of the Geelong Falcons footy factory down there with Mick Turner and the crew. Been watching along nicely. Can you talk a bit about, you know, where you're from, where you're born, how you came to the country? How did you learn about footy? How did you start?
Yeah, so I was born in England. Obviously, mum and dad over there, and they sort of went their separate ways. So mum brought me back to Australia when I was about four and a bit. So didn't know too much back then, can't remember much, but I just remember sort of learning footy from school at primary school. Had a couple of mates that were playing, I was kicking that, and sort of my stepdad wanted me to play a bit of rugby union. So I played rugby union until I was about 12. And then my first taste of footy playing for a team was at the Drysdale Hawks.
Yes. 14,
so played in the Ballarain League and told away in Divi 3 and yeah, just worked my way up to Falcons, which was good. Under 16, 17, 18 with Mickey Turner. And then yeah, lucky to get drafted late in 2018.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Do you have many contacts back with friends and family back in England that are watching games and stuff? Are they having to get up at ungodly hours to watch?
Yeah, so my dad lives over there still, my older half-brother, so they're always watching and, yeah, they get up early when they can and watch me play, which is always nice to hear.
We saw on Roaming BT, your old man had made his way over for a game and I saw you say you hadn't seen him in almost 10 years. I mean, that must have been special, exciting. What was the feeling?
Yeah, it was a bit different actually. Yeah, Roaming BT was going around and that was actually the first time I saw my dad, so I'd only sort of been talking to him for 2-3 minutes and then BT came over, but I was actually pretty nervous before it, just didn't really know how to act and didn't know if I had much in common with him and stuff like that, but obviously nice to see him and have a chance to sort of rekindle a relationship with dad and my older brother.
Yeah,
something I cherish. It's been a good week together, so yeah, really grateful for it.
Oh mate, yeah, and again, I know it's, you know, sometimes family can be complicated, but it looked like he spoke so glowingly and really proud of what you've been able to do as a footy player and probably more importantly as a man, mate. So talk to us about that footy stuff. How do you get yourself into being the sort of defender you are today? I know you like to sort of run and gun a bit, but I think you build your game on the contest. Would I be right?
Yeah, definitely. I think, starting probably at the Falcons in under 17s, I was sort of viewed as a lockdown defender and really prided myself on, you know, those one-on-ones that you were talking about before. So I take my sort of one-on-ones very seriously and, don't like getting beaten too much. So pride myself on that. But the last couple of years been really trying to work on my offensive side of the game and take a few more intercepts, run and carry and try and be part of the offense. So I think that's come a long way. But first couple of years in the system sort of took my time and probably heading to KFC when I shouldn't have been and wasn't a very good runner. So, I learned the hard way. But yeah, did my apprenticeship and now, won't be looking back for sure.
I was on YouTube earlier, mate, and it's not often that you see someone have a full highlights package of just defensive plays.
But we like it. We like it.
It was very good. Lots of spoils. That must be you pride yourself on the contest and stuff, but that must be pretty good having those sorts of things now, and especially with us on Backchat celebrating defense. Like, we love Backman.
I don't believe.
Nah, it's good. I'm glad the backs are getting a lick from you boys, which is good. And I think all backs in the comp deserve a bit of an extra lick at times. So, it's good to people starting to notice what I do. But, I'll just try and play my role for the team, play to the system. And, yeah, it's pretty funny when you see highlights of me trying to do big directional spoils. But, I love it. And it's good fun.
Well, let's just address the elephant in the room. Clearly, it'd be something you think about a lot, I'm sure. You're playing currently with the inaugural winner of the 2023 Backchat Backman of the Year, Jack Buckley. Can you just give our listeners a bit of an inside look at what he does and how he goes about his business? We speak to him a little bit on the show. Tell us about Jack.
Nah, I love Buck. So he lives with him for 3 years. Just gone and, yeah, he's a really relaxed sort of character. Off field, you know, loves reading books, likes chilling out, going to the beach. But when he crosses the white line, he's a contested beast, absolute animal. And what I love about Bucks, he's so selfless and courageous. So he'll die for anyone on this team and in this club. So, yeah, he's valued very highly internally. And I think he's starting to get a bit of credit thanks to you boys outside the sort of four walls. So, yeah, he's one of the most loved at the club. And what he does for us is invaluable, really.
Your back line, clubs around the league must just look at it and go, geez, I wish I played in that thing. Jack Buckley, Sam Taylor, yourself. There's a few others running around. Lockie Whitfield looks like he's just got the little sniff for a bit of footy running around down there as well. You look really tight. You look really connected, really tight. Looks like you understand where you're meant to be, both aerially, around the ground, matchups. Does it feel like that? Are you guys comfortable as a back six?
Yeah, definitely. I think that came a long way last year, obviously learning your system with Brett Montgomery, the new backs coach, but so we've been playing with each other for maybe 3 years now all together. You know, we view ourselves as a bunch of misfits really that have got together and, you know, we've got some high picks, we've got some rookie draft players and, yeah, we sort of will do anything for each other. So, yeah, it's really enjoyable. We're all pretty young and ready to go. So, yeah, it's an exciting time for us and as a backline and for the club really.
Who would you say is the most sort of dour, most grumpy operator back there with you guys?
Question.
Oh.
Who's screaming at the midfield the most?
Waiting lanes for Sam Taylor. He'll give you a rick. Yeah. You got to put him on the line so his forward can knee in the back, which is always good fun. But nah, slam if it's not going all too well. Yeah, it gets in you.
What about someone maybe outside of the back line that keeps trying to sneak back there? Is there anyone that you sort of need to keep away from the back six there?
Or who's welcome?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a few that are always welcome back. I think Isaac coming plays on the wing. Nick Haynes plays on the wing. They've been put on the wing, but really want to get back to the back line. So they're always welcome to come back if we need. But, you know, little Brent Daniels, he reckons he can come and get a bit of easy ball off the back line and pad the stats a bit. But, you know, he probably would be a very good backman, to be honest. But we'll keep him up forward.
So let's talk about honesty, right? So I played with a guy, Josh Kennedy, one of the great forwards of all time. I don't know if you ever had the pleasure of playing on him, but he was just god awful in preseason. So, if you put him behind halfway, it was as if he morphed into this guy that had never seen a game of football in his life. He didn't know what to do with the ball. If you asked him to spoil, he could never have done it. Is there any and this is with all due respect because he is one of the greats of all time. Is it Toby Green a sort of operator like that? I'm just wondering if there's someone on your team that if you put him in the back line, they just lose all functionality.
Toby Green's never spoiled a ball in his life, so he's definitely none of them. And then another bad one is Jake Riccardi. He wouldn't have any idea what to do on the back line. So
correct.
That's the leader. I think he did play a NFL game there a couple of years ago and had like an absurd amount of touches, but yeah, there wasn't much defense in that. So,
but we love what they do in the forward line.
Absolutely.
So just I know you're keep, yeah, we'll just keep him down there. Very good. mate, big game. You're coming up over to Perth. You're coming over Saturday, I believe. West Coast Eagles here at Optus Stadium. Have you played much over here?
Played a few games over there and in the hub years with COVID. Played an extra couple when we were playing up there. But I love playing at Optus. It's going to be a great crowd, hopefully, due to the first game for the West Coast. But love making the trip over and it's always a great buzz there. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
Dan, are you looking forward to it? Dan, big West Coast man.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to the buzzsaw of GWS coming over here. Just take it easy on us, please. Just respectable, please.
All good.
No promises.
Take it easy. Mate, not sure. Maybe a couple of things in the works. We might be coming, coming and say hello to the boys a little bit later on this week. So, we'll let you get back. We appreciate your time you've given us. Just keep spreading the backman love around both your club and the league. We would appreciate it. And as long as you're happy with our love we're giving you, we're liking how you're going about it too.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Enjoyed it.
There we go.
Thank you.
Connor Iden, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, mate. Good luck on the weekend. Let's go.
What a guy. Keep the applause going.
Wow.
D Webster on YouTube says, considering Giants are in Perth this week, does Backchat get a workplace visit from its sponsored player, Jack Buckley?
Wow, that's a very, very good question on YouTube.
Backchat Studios on YouTube if you want to go have a look.
Yeah, that's correct. I don't know if Hammer... Yeah, Hammer can't hear his... anyway, I swapped seats, by the way, if you're watching this on YouTube.
Right.
Completely different setup. It sounds really weird in my ears, but that's fine. Now, maybe we need to put it to him. Maybe we go see him in his workplace. Mm. How about that?
Wow, love that.
Correct. Maybe we go see Jack Buckley in his workplace. I think we might be able to do that. Let's talk about Backman, Connor Iden. He is a special, special type. If Jack Buckley didn't play for GWS, yeah, thank you very much. I think we would have Connor Iden as our
yeah,
guy.
He's a legend. He'd
be our GWS guy.
Absolute legend.
Now,
sorry, Nick, yep.
Is it the most likable backline of all time? Like the more it reveals to me, the more I like them. Like it's
the whole team.
The whole team. Like
the whole team.
I'm a Swans fan and I should hate the Giants.
Wow, they're your arch nemesis.
My nemesis, but I just can't.
I think they're outstanding. Sam Taylor, Jack Buckley, Connor Iden, my top three. Lockie Whitfield, not our dour type that we like, but the way he starts sizzling around from a dream team perspective is exciting me.
Is he
from
your team?
My level. He is. Great. Yes, he has entered. Now, Tab Touch, back the Backman. Thanks to Tab Touch, of course, our good friends over there. Now, we've had a couple of goes here at the spoils markets. Mm. We're looking to change it up a little bit this week. We'd like your input, I believe, either on YouTube. Send us a comment. Send us a DM. If you're getting around Back the Backman on Tab Touch, love to hear how we can better support the Backman in the competition. Mm. How do we build a unique bet that supports Backman that also wins?
That's right.
Because that's what we're trying to do.
It's everyone,
build a winning.
Everyone wants to do your first goal kicker. We want goals. That's all fun.
We want to clean out Tab Touch. I want to clean them out.
Yeah.
Right? That's how I am.
We want them to regret sponsoring us.
Yeah, correct. That would be ideal. That we want Tab Touch to hate it. No, we love Tab Touch and they love us, and that's where we'd like it to stay. But how do we better do that? We've been racking our brains a little bit. Spoils is good, but I think we can do a bit better. We went with Alex Pierce, outstanding, marking the ball a little bit too much for my liking, to be honest. Oscar McDonald. I reckon he snapped his knee into a 50 pieces.
Jeepers.
So that's not good for not good for our bet either. Jeremy McGovern, outstanding, looks back to his best.
A lot of marks.
His best is intercept marking. Yeah. So to put him in a spoils market, probably an error. Yep. And Tom Barras, you know we love Tommy.
Yeah.
He's probably my favourite player at West Coast. Got ripped to pieces by our big boy, Charlie Dixon.
And so he had 7 spoils, and Charlie also marked.
Charlie marked about 50. Yeah. So if he had spoiled them all, we would have 57 spoils. So we didn't quite get Backman up this week. But if you want to input YouTube chat, social media, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you reckon. Now, Backchat Backman of the Year, thanks to Tab Touch, of course, our good friends at Tab Touch. I think we can get some feedback off the back of this. Of course, Jack Buckley, the inaugural winner of the award in 2023. Outstanding service to the game, both for his team, but more wholly as a backman.
Yeah.
I think we may have some feedback on the back of these, but I do have to talk about and reveal the algorithm involved in bringing together these votes each week. It is unmovable.
No, you can't move it.
This is not up for discussion.
It's fact.
This isn't an opinion piece. This isn't a coach's award. This isn't an AFL player's MVP award. This isn't a Brownlow medal. This isn't a Brownlow medal.
No.
Right, we don't just get willy-nilly go, oh, he was good today. He was good. Touches, Harris Andrews, he was good. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah,
he was good. And he got the 3 votes last week.
Yes.
But he didn't fit into the voting algorithm.
About a month ago, we went into this classroom that had giant blackboards in it, and we started writing maths equations up there, crossing them out. No,
you're just quoting them.
We finally got there.
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah. We finally got there. We built the most ultimate algorithm, ran it through a computer system rigorously, came out perfect. And this is what we're going with.
So without further ado, the votes for the Backchat Backman of the Year. Mm. And I know my voice is annoying to listen to at the moment, but I did a bit too much yelling.
It's all right. Bit of salt water.
At the Rotto Swim. So Backchat Backman of the Year. Thanks to Tab Touch.
Are we starting with 1 vote or 3 vote?
1 vote.
Okay.
James Borlase.
Ooh.
Adelaide Crows. In a dour operation here, you're going to see a bit of a theme. Mm-hmm. The players that are coming after him. Real wet and dour affair. James Borlase was exceptional. They lost. Did they lose? Yes. Opposition scored 60. Not a big loss, was it?
Usually you win when the opposition scores 60.
And we don't give votes for winning or losing.
No, we
don't.
We
give votes for defending.
That's right.
And big Jimmy boy, 1 vote. Congratulations. Well done. On the leaderboard, big fella. You're coming equal third. Bodie Euland with 2 votes from the Gold Coast Suns. We are the heart and the cold. And the gold, red, and blue.
Everything comes back to
Dima Hardwick, Hardwick on the European summer. He's back, and they are 2-0. They are near the top of the ladder, and they spoil the fuck out of the ball. Good defense. Bodie Yulin, Gold Coast Suns, 2 votes.
I've always been high on Bodie Yulin.
Well, get even higher because he is second in the Backchat Backman of the Year. Behind these two men, Sam Collins, Gold Coast. Big fan of the Gold Coast Suns at the moment, clearly. Right?
Wow, there's a lot of Gold Coast Suns out
it's
there.
It's not Sammy Collins for the 3 votes, isn't ladies it? And gentlemen. I would have loved to have squeezed him in, just couldn't do it because of the algorithm. Mm-hmm. Charlie Ballard,
wow.
3 votes, Gold Coast Suns.
When I was watching that game, I thought, Charlie Ballard is on one.
Yeah, correct.
And the algorithm backed me up.
Usually a bit of a ball magnet at stages, but he just really knuckled down and kept his opposition to not much. So on top of the leaderboard as we speak, the Backchat Backman of the Year, thanks to Tab Touch, Sam Collins, Gold Coast Suns, 3 votes. Charlie Ballard, Gold Coast Suns, 3 votes.
Wow.
Harris Andrews, Brisbane, 2 votes. Bodie Yulin, Gold Coast Suns, 2 votes. Adam Tomlinson, still dropped, 1 vote. James Borlase, 1 vote. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. There you have it. That's
only
just
one
how
Victorian
it is right now
in the entire leaderboard so far. A lot out of Queensland.
A message to all backmen. You'll get your next chance next week. We'll give 3 votes again.
Yep.
You want to get on the leaderboard? You want to give us feedback on those 3 players? Not up to me. Don't really care too much. Turn the air conditioner off. Very good. It was a bit buzzy. Thank you very much. Backchat Backman of the Year. Thanks to Tab Touch on all of that. In the betting, in the Backman of the Year, you win some, you lose more. So for free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Now, Backchat Backman of the Year, thanks to Tab Touch, of course. Little bit of an update on our sponsored players.
Ooh,
Daniel.
Yeah, there's a lot of others around the league.
We know the Pelican went quite well. He was sizzling. He was on top of the Dream Team table. The Pelican was sizzling around. This is Lewis Malekin. Which is our newly adopted Sydney Swan, Nicholas.
Can we get him on Backchat in the next couple of weeks?
Absolutely.
You happy with that, Nick?
He proved his worth.
Okay.
He went into the rooms, had a good look at himself after 9 disposals.
Yes.
Finished the game on 9 disposals.
Yeah, yeah, right. So he had a bit too much of it. Just wrap it up.
Yeah.
Pelican, just bring it back. Go man up behind someone.
Yeah, he knew.
You don't put your elbow across him, right? They call it the forklift down at Sydney. Just keep him in front of you. Don't let him move and don't let him touch it. Don't touch it yourself. Alex Pearce. One of the best players on the ground on the weekend. 19 disposals, 6 marks. Is his third most disposals ever. Might need to just...
Bit of a flag.
Slow down a tiny bit.
Yep.
Just cool your jets, Alex.
Cool your jets.
Playing a little bit too well. Harris Andrews in the same ilk. Almost kept Brisbane in it.
21 touches.
12 marks. Brennan Cox was playing him like a backman at stages. I was watching Harris Andrews just running around doing what he wanted. Coxie was just manning him up. Congratulations. Now, our man at the North Melbourne Kangaroos. We had some debate about who should we take here. We've had some troubles with Luke McDonald, former captain. Griffin Lowe coming back from an injury. Callan Dawson. Put chips in. Callan Dawson. Big take. K-Tom. KD.
Okay.
KD. From deep.
KD.
He was pretty good. 15 disposals and 6 marks on debut. I don't know if he debuted. Did he debut? I don't think it was a debut. Definitely wasn't debut.
Toby Pink.
It wasn't his debut. If it was debut, I'm happy to be... I'm happy to be corrected.
It was Toby Pink. He was the debutant who got injured.
Pinky was... No, Pinky didn't get injured. Goater. The goat.
Did his
Achilles. So he is done and dusted. And just a little bit of a watch and act for Nick Martin. He's had a shot at goal. He missed. Had 25 touches. So just keep an eye on it, big fella.
What's the one before watch and act? I should remember this.
Isn't it sort of like be alert or like... You know, keep your eyes out.
Advice. Yeah, there you
Ronan,
go.
Ronan coming in from the top level.
There you go. Someone's studying journalism.
Advice. So advice is just, you know.
It's like the yellow.
Yellow. Just make sure you got your player in front of you, but just make sure you know who you are and you're a backman, Nick Martin, and you're taking kickouts, which is fine.
Yep.
Just don't be creeping too far up the ground because I don't know if votes are going to come your way if you start kicking goals.
Nope, definitely not. That.
Who'd we see on their ass? Noah Bolter, gone.
Oh, yeah. He's kicking gone. Many goals.
Kicking 3 goals. Playing a full forward.
Acting like a forward too.
Yeah, correct. Hammer breaks coming up next week, this week, off the back of a fresh world record.
Boy, I was feeling confident. I was feeling very confident.
What did he do?
I
missed it.
So we set up about a 10.5 meter line and he had to launch a tea bag into a teacup.
Right.
Yeah.
So how far is that? The length of the hallway?
Literally, so yeah, right. Pretty much the entire hallway. There was tea bag stains all over the walls.
He was teabagging the entire back chest.
Absolutely. Yes, I was going around with a little...
wiping tea bag juice off the walls.
Yeah, I was.
You said you're mopping tea bags up mopping all over the walls. Tea bags all over the place.
It was.
And was tea bagging all over the joint.
Why don't we just you watch were in the here video? Watching.
Okay, 56.
He's in the arcade.
56 to 10.
That could be it. Oh, I almost okay, 56.
That was number 56.
How does he do it? We have to watch. Just watch an act.
I have to find out.
Watch an act.
Watch an act. Absolutely. I will tell you, there was 124 attempts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did stop.
Yeah.
The last time I heard, he was going to stay there all night. So you, wow.
There's 124 attempts.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Comes out Thursday. You can watch. Hammer Breaks has its own YouTube channel. So just have a look. Go. You're on YouTube right now. If you're watching along, chatting, go in there, subscribe to it now, please.
Hammer Breaks.
Hammer Breaks, yeah. Just look it up.
What happens before Thursday? We release our guest episode. Who's it going to be? We don't know yet. We've got two guest episodes tomorrow. Thought we'd just be open and honest here. We're a little bit behind on what's going on. So we're doing two chats tomorrow. Drew Banfield.
Oh, my God. Dual
premiership player. They used to call him the Trojan back in the day.
I can see that.
He started as a midfielder. Number one draft pick. Turned into a backman. Won it in 94 and in 06. I'm excited about it. I did the port to pub with him on the weekend.
But how's he looking? Oh, actually, I'm going to see him in person tomorrow.
Fit.
Yeah.
Beat, bro.
94 to 2006. 12 years between premierships.
I think he came in for 93. I think he missed 92. 93. Number one, so 92 premiership. And I think he was either picked up in 94 or 93 and he straight into the flag.
So good.
And then his last year, 2006.
That's awesome. Again. I wonder what's the, Nick, you probably know this, the biggest gap between premierships.
Just off the top of your head.
I think Selwood did it. Did he know?
Selwood was quite
09 and 23.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or 11 and 23.
If you've done that off the top, anyone on YouTube want to help along, that would be good. So we've either got him.
Huntsie's always gone there.
Or and Pendlebury.
Yes.
Maybe. That wouldn't have been.
Or the second guest, option B.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Gilchrist.
Oh, what, tomorrow? Wait, he's coming in here.
Yeah, Adam Gilchrist. You organise this. Gilly. One, so don't pretend like you didn't know that. You organise it. Wow, some excited people up here. So Adam Gilchrist, Drew Banfield. Whichever one's better, we're going to release on Wednesday. That's what we're going to do.
Cool.
So there we go. That's it. Big thanks to Paywise, powering the podcast in 2024. They do more than just novated leasing now.
Way more.
So make sure if you want to save pre-tax dollars, salary packaging, an whole bunch of stuff there.
Sometimes you see those things like, oh, it sounds too hard. It's really not. Just go to the website.
Tab Touch, big thank you to you, Shelter Brewing Co., Mamba Digital, making all of our stuff. Mamba Digital. Put our merch site together, backchatstudios.com.au. Click at merch. We've got Up the Coasters.
Love Beer some Coasters.
Mm-hmm. Love and it's Wharfie time. If you go for Fremantle and West Coast, might want to go and have a look. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Or might good not. Chat. Might not either. Hello at backchatpodcast.com.au. Get those emails in. And I think we touch base with our man having the goal on Thursday before the footy.
So good.
That's us. Done and dusted. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.